The toy and gaming industry is like the mafia. Just when you think you're out, it pulls you back in. Frank Adler is a made man. He's made countless amazing games. Pickle Everything is the fastest growing pickleball word game. It's the Pickle with Mickle interview series. 00. Start. Hi, Frank. How are you on a Wednesday? I really appreciate you making some time and joining me here on my virtual court. How are things out in Santa Barbara?
Oh, fantastic. Beautiful day here in Santa Barbara. And thanks for having me, Mickle. It's great to be here. Yeah, we've had a little bit of rain over the last several weeks, but today's beautiful and perfect day to get out onto the courts, actually.
I tell you what, don't get ahead of me because I'm going to ask you if you had any pickle yet. But first, I'm here with Frank Adler, Pickle with Mickle interview series, joining me on the court. And yes, out here finally in the desert, it looks like it should it's already April. It should have looked like this in March, but we were getting some of that rain too. But it's April the 3rd. Frank, let's back up to Monday. Were you pranked on April Fool's Day?
I was pranked by a few things. Yeah. Just some of the creative posts that were out there were fantastic. In the pickleball world, especially, there were several that were going around that were pretty effective.
You know, which one got you?
You kind of have to check the date for a second. Wait, is it today's April Fool's? Hold on a second. You know, yeah, good ones.
Yeah, there were a lot of good ones. Did you pull a prank?
No, I didn't. Actually, that's not true. I forwarded a few things to people. I think the one that was really funny was that I forget what the acronym was, USAP had outlawed the overhead smash.
Yes.
And I sent it to a friend of mine who is, I mean, that's his game. I mean, it's a power game. And he didn't realize it at first. And he's like, you're kidding, right? So I had to come clean on it eventually, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's so great. We were going to play on Monday, and I wanted to show that to people like on my phone and say, just so you know, no more of this. None. We can't do it. It's all a kitchen game now. Right.
That's right. It's all kitchen game.
And when we talked before, and we'll get to this before when we were kind of setting up how we were going to go today and talk a little bit, you shared an interesting story and we're going to get to that. But I have to ask you, did you go and watch the beginning of Horrible Bosses 2 yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
All right.
It's on my list. I've got
no
a list
problem.
quite long, but it's on there.
No worries. You're a little bit busy. That's okay. And don't worry, folks. We're going to tie all that together eventually. That's what I like to call a nice toiler. And then that gets me right back to where we started. Did you play some pickleball yet today?
I haven't played yet today. There's a game on the schedule for later today around 5:30. So I'm hoping to make that and should be absolutely beautiful weather to play. I've got a scramble tournament I'm in on Saturday of this week. So this is my sort of prep day to get ready for it. So, you know, before some bad weather moves in. So I've got to time this correctly.
All the timing has to work out. And where will you be playing?
You know, there's a number of places here in the Santa Barbara area to play. We play at a place called the Cathedral Oaks Athletic Club. And they've got four beautiful courts there and just a great environment. And there's some food adjacent to it. So that always makes for a good time.
That always makes for a little pickle gating afterwards. And talk about this scramble tournament. Is it doubles, mixed doubles? What's the format? How's that working?
Well, yeah, it's doubles. It can be mixed or it can be gender. It's a charity event for the Hillside organization here in Santa Barbara.
Very cool.
And some good friends of ours who are organizing the tournament, you know, they're heavily involved in it. And so we play and it should be a great day.
That sounds so great. And I think, you know, I mean, it's great to be here with you today, Frank Adler, again, joining me on the court. And I think it's safe to say, Frank, your life is 100% pickle. Let's talk about, I mean, in the community there in Santa Barbara, your other job, we're going to get to your night job, is you help out your co-founder of Santa Barbara Happy Apparel Company. Did I say the full name right? Did I get everything in there?
Yeah, Santa Barbara Happy Pickleball Apparel, Santa Barbara Happy Apparel. Yes, I'm co-founder with Lauren Adler, my wife. And yes, we started that about a year ago. In fact, we launched it at this Hillside tournament 1 year ago. So this is, we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary here this weekend.
Fantastic.
So good timing that you asked that question.
Well, I appreciate that. I try to do things that are very apropos, I should say, for my guests and what they're doing out there in the community. And you guys do so much in the Santa Barbara community. You're doing a lot in pickleball in general. And now talk about it for full circle, because I had the opportunity to talk with Lauren. It was November of last year. And I don't have to tell you, she's a mile a minute. She's going full force.
Oh, yeah.
And now here you come along. We've got the best word game ever. I've got the website up here, Pickle Everything, this card game. And I mean, the apparel biz, it's taken off. It's doing great. I love the posts that you guys do out there on the socials. And now we've got the card game. And so let's just talk about this, how it all came up. I'll set the stage a little bit. You partnered with a big name toy guy and game guy, a Hall of Famer, yep. And you're no stranger to the industry yep. yourself. His name's Jeff Breslow. How did it all get started, Frank? Please take us in.
Sure. Yeah. Well, like you said, I've been in the industry quite a long time, you know, 30 plus years, hate to say it. You know, I started when I was like five. So,
that's right.
You know. But
they recruited
I've been
you.
Doing games. That's right. games and toys. And I've been president of a toy company and done a lot of consulting work in the industry. And a mutual friend of mine and Jeff Breslow's, a gentleman named Dan Romanelli, who ran Warner Brothers Licensing, called me one day and he said, you know, a close friend of mine, really well-known guy, Jeff Breslow. And I said, oh, of course, everyone knows Jeff Breslow. Has this new game, and it's this card game, and it's based around the theme of pickleball. And I was like, okay, you got my ear right now. Cause you know, I'm trying to do everything in the pickleverse right now. And he showed me this game and I fell in love with it instantly. Took me back to my origins of working for a game company when I first got into the business, and we formed a partnership. We just hit it off. I should say we hit it off first, and then we formed a partnership. And I couldn't be more excited to be working alongside him and launching this new endeavor. And it's the first of five games we're going to release this year, and more into next year as well.
That is very cool. I'm a big fan of games, of course, playing games with the family, playing games with friends, and card games. What's great is you can take this thing anywhere. People could set it up and play right alongside, maybe while they're waiting to get on the court. If we got paddles in the rack, it's a very mobile game. Are you able to tease any of the future games before we stick right on Pickle Everything here?
A little bit, yeah. You know, we're going to take this. So Pickle Everything is really, it's general knowledge primarily right now, but we're going to branch off into themes coming up here shortly. So we've got a foodie deck version coming. So it's very specific to foods. We've got a pop culture deck. We've got a sports deck. And yeah, so we've got some themes coming. And then in August, we're releasing a boxed version that will have between 500 and 1,000 cards.
Oh, wow.
You know, extended gameplay. You know, it's really going to be something else. And then even beyond that, in Q4 of this year, we have a digital version of Pickle Everything coming out for your phone. So,
wow.
You know, we're really going after this. We think it's got great play value, great theme, and the reactions we're getting so far have been fantastic. So we're really excited about it.
It's incredible. And a digital version, Frank, of course, now you hit the home run, right? Kids are just going to be walking around like this anyway. Now they're going to be playing Pickle Everything. Who's looking for Pokemon when you can pick?
That's exactly. That's our point.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that there's additional things coming out, and you talked about how there might even be some extensions to within the game itself. But let me ask you, let's go back, Frank Adler, as a child, even as an adult, with the games that you like to play. Are you a card game player? Do you play any Hold'em? What's the card game du jour in the Adler house if we're having family card game night?
Well, you know, I got my start in the industry working for a gentleman named Brian Hirsch, who was a renowned game creator in his own right. He created games like Taboo and Outburst and, you know, big name titles. And I was fortunate enough to work with him closely for about 5 years and got to learn about how to develop games and everything it took to get it to market. So, you know, those type of games, those sort of adult family games are sort of near and dear to my heart. You know, for years, even though I had worked at the company, my family would play Outburst or we'd play Taboo, you know, so, and there's a host of games we still play, but those type of games were great. And so much of that is translated to what I'm doing now.
So great. And so much fun. What about Uno or Phase 10? Which side of the coin are you?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Uno or Phase 10? Have you played those? Which one would you prefer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like Uno. It's funny that you mentioned those two because we took a trip last spring break with our daughter, went to Hawaii, and on the plane, we were playing Uno and Phase 10.
Nice. So I think we were always
time doing that.
Always a Uno family, of course. Uno, huge game. Everyone, I think, knows Uno and me and the boys. And then I don't remember who gave us Phase 10 or we played Phase 10 somewhere. And Frank, it was on. Now we became this Phase 10 family. Phase 10 can get vicious, right? I mean, you can get a nasty game of Phase 10 going, but it's so much fun. And I think that's the great thing about Pickle Everything. And then one more back on some games, hearts or spades?
Hearts for sure.
All right. More of a spades guy myself. My dad was a Navy guy and they play a lot of spades in the Navy. So I don't sit around and you learn how to play, right? And so right now the game itself, we're online. We're in some retailers. Talk about outside of your website where people can find this great game.
Yeah. So it's on our website. It's on Amazon and we're getting into retailers everywhere. We're a lot of smaller toy, game, hobby stores are carrying us in different parts of the country, some gift stores. Anybody that supports games is getting into this. And, you know, the concept here is sort of to build a fire amongst the smaller retail stores. And the other thing is pickleball stores and pickleball shops within pickleball facilities are starting to carry
Very
us.
Very cool.
So that's fantastic. There's one here in Santa Barbara called Santa Barbara Pickleball Shop. Give them a little shout out. You know, they recognized it early and have been selling it and taking it to tournaments with them. So, you know, that type of support is really appreciated. And it, you know, there's a lot of pickleball stores and shops out there, as you know, and that's a whole new channel that didn't exist, you know, a couple years
ago. Absolutely. Just as you mentioned that, the light bulb went off in my head of all the pickle places around here, for one, and that are going to continue to pop up all over the country, right? Hey, you can demo a paddle, you can buy a paddle, you can get a hat or a shirt. Grab a copy of Pickle Everything, for crying out loud. You keep it in the car, you pull it out wherever you are. Like I said, it's the perfect game that complicates a pickle gate. So if you're pickle gating, you can be playing the game, having fun. Now, are we going to play a little bit? You teased me when we talked before that maybe we'd play a few rounds. So, I mean, come on, let's do it.
Sure, let's do it. All right. Well, I got a deck right here.
Is this the late night deck or is this the normal deck? Is this the 18 plus version?
No, this is the PG related deck.
Don't worry, folks. That 18 plus is
coming. So the way it's played, just so your audience knows, is there are clue cards, and every clue, you give a clue, and every answer must start with the letter P.
Okay.
And then you have to add the word pickle to your answer. So as an example, if I said to you, it's an Italian dish, it's round, it's got pepperoni and cheese on it, it's a
pizza pickle.
Pizza pickle. There we go. Perfect. Okay, so that's it. Now, when you're playing with a group of people, and the ideal number is, say, 3 to 5 players, it's the first one who answers that gets the card, that wins the card, okay? So that's the time pressure that's on you. You've got to be first.
Okay.
And the judge is the person reading the clue, and they've got to make the call about who said it first. So when you talk about games that can get a little nasty—
Get heated.
believe it or not, this can get heated. You know, there's a lot of relations between this and actually pickleball, because it seems so simple to play, but it gets complex and challenging really fast. And depending on the group of people you have, that can alter the whole side of the game.
Well, Frank, it says,
so let's try.
It says 10 plus on the game, but as we're talking about it and we're going to start playing and you've got the right group of people, you've developed a, dare I say, a game that could be very fun with adult beverages.
I would say that's the case for sure. And that tends to get integrated.
Hey, there's no doubt. Goes well with pickleball when you're off the court, folks. We don't need to be getting into the drinks while you're pickling. There's too many pickle injuries already. All right, hit me with a couple cards. Let's go.
That's right. Okay, here we go. Someone stole my paddle and all my gear. I'm going to call the
police pickle.
Yes.
I wanted to say pickle, but now if I said pickle ding, ding, police, I'm wrong.
That's right. Ooh. You're wrong. And we've heard people say funny things, like they forget the word pickle, you know, because of the speed of the game and everything that's happening. They'll say, I heard somebody say police knuckle. That's what I heard. I was like, what?
Because you want to keep it rapid fire, right? You just want to keep going.
You want to keep going. So now here's a kind of a trickier one. When you come to the court to play, please silence your
phone pickle.
Yes, very good. Now, that was tricky because the P is silent, right?
Well, and also you're waiting to say whatever you say because you know you got to put pickle on the end of it. And I'm going to say potty pickle or something like that. I mean, what's coming next?
That's right. Okay, one more here. We have a court at our home, but often spread down a blanket to have a
pickle gating pickle. It should be. That's it. You've got to change that card. Picnic pickle.
Spread more. There you go. Picnic pickle. Ding.
You got to update the next version with pickle gating. So now, that'd be great.
Pickle gating. I like that. That's actually very funny. Okay. So that's round one. Now we go to round two. And round two is played where you can only give one word to the clue. Ooh. Okay. One word to the clue. All right, here we go. Handcuffs.
Say that again.
Handcuffs.
Police pickle.
Perfect.
That is good. So is there a round three?
And then round three is charades.
All right, let's do one more. Do me another one in round two.
Okay, so round two. Okay. Ants.
Ants. What? That's going to be picnic pickle.
Pick pickle. There you go.
All right. I got it. And
the connection, right?
And the third round is charades. Do you charade for me, or how's that going to work?
So now I'm reading to the group. So here, I've got the card. Okay, you ready?
Pistol pickle.
It's one you would have already have played.
Pistol, but no, it's not pistol pickle.
No.
I can't get it.
Let me give you a better clue. Let's see.
I'm not going to get it.
All right, we'll move on.
Police pickle. Oh, okay. You were shooting me for police pickle, Frank. We're going to have to talk. I mean, we're both going to get in trouble if that's your charade. What is your experience with the police been there in Santa Barbara, Frank? Oh my goodness. Oh, that is great.
Okay. Yeah. How about this one? Ready?
Phone pickle. Like it. This game is great.
And then lastly, we'll do...
It has to start with a P. It looks like you're eating, but I can't think of a P word. Porridge pickle? It was picnic again. Okay. Oh, that's great. Oh, so much fun. This is awesome.
Because you've already been through the list once. Now... That's why you can do the one word.
Gotcha. Very fun. Built-in levels to the game. And then, of course, Frank, people are going to take this thing in so many different directions. It's so great. They can get it online. It's going to be popping up in retailers. It's called Pickle Everything. And now I notice you got your NPL hat on, right? April has become... April's become draft month, NPL draft coming up. You guys with Santa Barbara Happy do great things for a few of the teams and folks in NPL, and I've seen them. So congratulations there. We just had the MLP draft.
Thank you.
Yesterday. I don't know if you saw some of that, because I think we're both fans of MLP, and then it's the Challenger folks are being drafted. Anything surprise you if you saw anything in that MLP draft? Any of the players on those teams?
Yeah, I really didn't track it that closely. So much going on with the business, the two businesses. I was aware of it happening, but I just didn't track it as closely as I wanted to.
Yeah, I've got to get my hands around it.
But as far as the NPL, the NPL, we're doing a lot there. You know, we're working with several other teams, the Princeton Bruisers, the Oklahoma City Punishers.
Go Punishers.
Yeah, Go Punishers, right? And a couple of the others. And, you know, we did these hats for Beth Bellamy. She was going to a tour event. And they came out fantastic, and these are available on our website.
Yeah, yeah. Never is not a good time to plug your own website, because the stuff you're doing for the folks in NPL and just the apparel that I've seen that you've done for other folks, it's all great. And you do the hats, you do shirts, you do hoodies. Basically, folks, they do everything. That's why it's called apparel. It's not just one thing. It's everything. And they're in the Santa Barbara community, but you can also find that stuff everywhere. And Frank, what else did I see that you're helping out with? Is it this weekend? Somebody's got a book coming out and you guys are helping out with a book signing. You're sponsoring that in the community. Is that correct? Can you talk a little about that?
So Dane Gingrich and Jill Martin are coming out with a new book, and the launch party is actually tomorrow night. And we are a sponsor of that launch party along with a couple others. But yeah, we're excited to be part of it. It's a big thing here in the Santa Barbara community, and it should get a pretty good turnout, like, you know, some press there.
That's great.
And yeah, it's just all, things are just sort of all tying together here in Santa Barbara tomorrow night. And it's going to be,
it reinforces to both you and Lauren's commitment to the community there with everything that you do, your involvement in pickleball, your love of this game that is doing so much for so many people. And you mentioned the folks that are involved with this book, Pickleball Mindset is the name of it. I do my research. And I think it's just great. You said Pickleverse. I always talk about the Pickleverse. But it's also this community that once you kind of even get a little into it, there are people there. There are people who are doing great things, reaching out to others. And there's just a lot of good things that are happening. So I really appreciate that, both yourself, your wife, Lauren, and what you're doing overall. And then, of course, you play a little too. You got your own tournament coming up. Are you going to keep your shirt on when we're playing in this tournament? Is it a shirts on tournament, Frank? Okay.
It's on tournament. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Lauren spilled the beans about your old hoop days and running shirtless with the boys back in Colorado. And I just want, I had to see if we were, you know, bringing that to Santa Barbara. Maybe we just got, you know, a shirtless, you know, shirtless league going.
No, I'm going to have to talk to Lauren about that. Yeah, you know, I've played pickup basketball my entire life in leagues and, you know, lots of tournaments. And I never thought I'd find something that would replace my love for basketball like pickleball has. And pickleball just is the perfect game for my abilities and just what I enjoy. And so many things playing basketball translate over to pickleball. It's been a really nice transition. So, and yeah, really love it. But yeah, going back to the Colorado thing, you know, when we moved there, we lived there for 5 years while our kids were in college there. And, you know, the first time I showed up at the court to play, so excited to play. And they said, all right, you're on the skins. And I was like, wait a minute, what? Right. I thought that ended
in eighth
elementary
grade
school, but yeah.
Oh, so good.
So needless to say, you know, there have been a couple of guys I played pickleball with who've taken their shirts off, but you know,
I see it out there on the courts. I see it on the pro tour. And hey, I guess if you can do it, go ahead and do it. I would have to be in the right company to pop my shirt off, basically, because I'm as white as the underside of any fish you might want to look at. I haven't gotten my Arizona base tan yet. You know, we stay inside during the winter and then we stay inside during the summer. I got to pick my times. At any rate, this has been so fun. But we've got to go back to a little bit of your own history, Frank. And this is going to tie back in, folks. I mentioned Horrible Bosses. All right. If you've seen the movie Horrible Bosses 2, at the beginning of the movie, the guys make their own little product, right? They're their own bosses now. And they're going to go on a morning talk show. Frank here has had a similar experience, maybe not as similar, but you were going on a prominent morning talk show back in the day with one of your own products. Can you please share that story?
Yeah, sure. So back in the day, I had the Star Wars license, and we had created a product called the Star Wars Force Trainer.
Sounds amazing.
And this was quite an undertaking. I mean, it took us a year to develop it, and it had sound effects. And what it did was allow you to experience the Force. It had a headset on that you'd wear, and it made contact with your forehead and below your temple. And it could read your alpha and beta waves and translate that to the base unit, causing what we called the training remote to use a Star Wars term, to rise and fall. So it was really taken off for us. We had a lot of press and publicity behind it. And I got asked to come on Good Morning America to demonstrate it. And so bring it into the studio at 6 a.m. I had to go through makeup. I had to get onto the set. They said, okay, look, when we turn that light on, you're live. And this is a go. So, you got to, be on. So here we are. I don't think I slept the night before, but I'm ready to go. And they said, okay, we're live here with Frank Adler. He's going to demonstrate the Force for us. And the unit was completely dead. Like nothing was happening. And I'm thinking in my head, I've just killed this product. I'm on national television and I've just blown it here. But all of a sudden, the director said, okay, cut. That was a dry run. And I said, oh my God, like I've never breathed a bigger sigh of relief, right? Well, fortunately, we had a second unit. We brought that unit on and it worked perfectly. And we had an absolutely great time with it. And it went over really well. So, but man, oh man, to be thinking in your head, like I've just completely killed a product on national television is a scary place.
I can only imagine, right? I mean, just about as scary as standing up there at the kitchen line waiting to taking a big drive coming right at you. But I think maybe yours a little scarier than that. Let's stick on a Star Wars theme though. I'm a big Star Wars guy. What color would your lightsaber be?
Yeah. Oh, wow. So we had a product called the Star Wars lightsaber room light, and it would hang on your wall and it would be a room light. And I think it was, nice. I think mine was green.
Green. Yeah. Luke came back with a green one. Yoda had a green one.
It was a green.
I kind of like the purple one they gave Samuel in some of the later Star Wars, but I was always a green guy. Once I remember when I saw Jedi and it shot up and he turned on the green, I was like, that's it. That's it for me. I mean, Star Wars is just big thing, right? Impact in my life. I'm 51. I made sure my kids saw all the movies. And I just thought that story you had was so cool. I mean, the Force. That's so neat. What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
I hate to say it, but I'm, a traditionalist. I go back to the very first one I ever saw, and which was, going back to a long time ago, 1976. And I just remember being blown away by what I was seeing and was a life changer in terms of, just seeing the effects at that time and the sound and the music and everything.
It was
just incredible. So seen them all, but I still go back to that original feeling I had that evoked. And, I can never.
I agree. I still get that from when I just saw that for the very first movie, which we know is number four. But I mean, it was just so amazing. I've said it before that I think somebody's mom was taking a group of us to go see the movie. It seemed like every day. It probably wasn't, but it seemed like it was when it came out, and it was just so great. Let's keep going a little bit with other things you've got coming down the road with your toy company or the apparel company. I know you're a real busy guy. I want to make sure you get to that pickle match a little later today. But go ahead, Frank, freewheel it a little bit. What could we expect from this power pickle couple, the Adlers?
Well, so on the game side of things, just to talk a little bit about Jeffrey Breslow, because he's a force. I mean, he's an amazing creative mind, and he's done some of the top games that you would know of: Gestures, Masterpiece, Ants in the Pants. you know, games like that, and many, many more. He ran a company called Big Monster Toys out of Chicago, which was a huge licensing concern in the toy and game area. So Jeffrey is constantly creating and coming up with products. So
is he one of those guys whose mind is just always just going? I mean, does he just have to write stuff down here and there and whatever because he's just got ideas coming?
Yeah, you know, there's an old saying that you never get out of the toy industry. That's been said to it. And I used to say to myself, what are you talking about? You know, you can leave anytime you want.
No, well, you didn't. No.
I haven't found a way out of it. Here I am again. And Jeffrey, who is a toy hall of famer, legit toy hall of famer, left to become a sculptor and is a renowned sculptor in his own right, is now back in the toy and game area. So the axiom holds true. But he's just an inspiring, wonderful human being, and I just can't wait for what is going to unfold here, and a lot is going to happen here shortly. He's also, by the way, an investor in a pickleball facility in the Chicago area called Pickle House.
Is it? Yeah. Is it?
So he's.
Is it an active place, or is it going to be active, or can you go play there yet? Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's open.
Nice.
Yeah, no.
Have you been there and played?
It is open. So I think it's called HAU. I have not.
The audience might not have caught on to the HAUS part when you said Pickle House. As soon as you said Chicago, of course, I was picking it up. I mean, just think of the food they have in the Pickle House. You're getting some Chicago dogs, Polish dogs, but you get whatever you want in that place, crying out loud.
Yeah, I think it's technically in Algonquin, Illinois. So we've got a lot coming. We're loaded. We've got a loaded pipeline. As for Santa Barbara Happy, boy, this is an evolving business that's moving really fast. And fortunately, I've got Lauren on my team. You know, she's really on top of the trends and is, you know, works incredibly hard at this. Yeah. As you know, she's got a design background, and you know, we're just so excited to keep expanding this and growing this every day. Is something new. There's a new opportunity. And, you know, it speaks to the word of mouth about us that's been getting out there. People have been having such a positive experience working with us that we keep getting opportunities coming our way. And we're incredibly
appreciative. I think it's great. And I appreciate you making some time for me. I mean, that's how it happens. I was able to speak with Lauren through Carol down there at the Oklahoma City Punishers. So go Punishers. I got to plug up Carol Rolls down there. And I think it's great what you're doing again. Yeah. In NPL, will you guys do any sort of a little roadshow of your own? Do you have any plans to kind of take some apparel and the game out to any tournaments or anything like that? Maybe a little booth or?
Yeah, I mean, we've done a little bit of it. You know, we're so busy with various things that it's been a little challenging, but we are talking about definitely going to some of the bigger tournaments and being there down the road for sure. We did a great event a couple months ago in Palm Desert. It was NPL pre-combine. And we were there. Yeah, we had Santa Barbara Happy set up there. And I actually got to participate, which was awesome, in the tournament. So it was fun. And yeah, so those things go over well for us. And, you know, Lauren really is the face of that side of the business. And,
well, it's great, like great. I said. And maybe you can get out here to Mesa. For nationals, that might be a good one to get a little visibility, and then you and me can play some pickle, right? We'll take our shirts off on a private court somewhere, and we'll just have at it, you know.
Yeah.
Just because we can. That's right. Just because we can. Just to do it. Well, and then
for sure.
I also know I'd be remiss. You've got a big family. You've got children, like you said, in Colorado. While they all got through college, and they're all doing some great things. And one of your daughters is doing some great things in the world of soccer. What you mentioned to me, she was just down in El Salvador for a big tournament. And a lot of people don't put soccer in El Salvador together, but go ahead and plug your daughter who's out there doing some great things on the beach in soccer.
Sure. My daughter is on the U.S. beach national soccer team. So, well, I'll be honest, a year or so ago, I wasn't even sure what beach soccer was, but she got an opportunity to tryout for the U.S. national team, which there is a U.S. national beach soccer team. And she made the team. And, you know, she had, you know, been a college player. She played a season in the NWSL. And so she got this opportunity and she just took to it. It was like a fish in water, you know, it just something about it just appealed to her and was perfect for her skill set. And she had an incredible year last year. She was actually named the 2023 Beach Soccer Wow. National Player of the Year. And so by U.S. Yeah. Soccer, and that's a pretty cool thing. And so now 2024 starts and the U.S. national team has their first tournament down in El Salvador, which just happened.
All right.
And they won the tournament. They you know, England was in the tournament. Okay. The Bahamas was in the tournament. El Salvador was in the tournament. And it's a prestigious tournament that goes on every year.
Fantastic.
And they won it. So, you know, it's very exciting. And she's doing great with that. Plus, she has a soccer training wow. business. She's got her own brand called Beyond the Baller.
I like
and it. And so she's doing great. Yeah. Beyond the Baller, and she's doing fantastic things. So,
well, that's very good. That's very good. I wanted to give you an opportunity to go ahead and boast a little bit, right? As proud parents, if we can't boast about our children, what are we going to do? But hey, I have had a great time, Frank. I hope you have had too. The game is Pickle Everything. It's the best word game ever, folks. And it's all about pickleball. It's a lot of fun. Here it is right there. Pickle Everything. Talk about again where they can get it. You can go to the website, pickleeverything.games is the website. Amazon.games.
Yep. You can find us on Amazon. Just put Pickle Everything in your search bar. And then then we're certainly in stores around the US and growing that every single day. But Amazon or our website are the two most likely places
awesome,
to find
awesome.
Us.
Awesome, folks. You got to go check it out. Get a copy. More great games to come from Frank Adler and his company, plus additional ways you're going to be able to play Pickle Everything. Frank, thank you so much for making some time with me. I really appreciate it. We're helping everybody get over the hump today so they can get into their weekend. And you've got great things planned out there in Santa Barbara. I hope you have an enjoyable rest of your week and a fantastic weekend.
Nicole, same to you. And thanks so much for having me on. It was a lot of fun and have a great day as well. And I hope
I think we're going to have to do it. We're too close to not make it happen. Let's make sure we do, Frank. Thanks again. Frank, that was so much fun. And I can't wait for the next games you have in store for us all. All of you should go get a copy of Pickle Everything. Now go enjoy the weekend, stay safe, and stay hydrated. I'll see all y'all next time for more.